This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
8 minutes to go. Domi played it ahead. Matthews in alone. Matthews scores! And finally, Toronto has a lead against Boston.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Sean McDonald with the call last night on ESPN. Forget about the goal, which was awesome in and of itself, right? Austin Matthews beating Linus Ullmark, giving the Maple Leafs the 3-2 lead against Boston, which would be the final score. Dude looked like prime Odell Beckham Jr., snatching the puck out of the air, dropping it, and then scoring on Ullmark last night. Also, Ken and I have bets on the Bruins to win the series. You know who I think would have saved that shot? Jeremy Swayman.
You're really on this. You're not going to let this one go. This is like your thing with the series.
Why'd they do it? Like, what? Like, you're up 1-0. Swayman played great. Like, why are we? It's not December. It's the playoffs. Enough with the rotation, Boston idiots. Herman Edwards, former NFL head coach, ESPN NFL analyst, he joins us in 20 minutes. Herm will talk all things NFL draft with us, as will our friend John Daigle from Establish the Run to start next hour on the show. Ken and I will get back to the NBA playoffs. We'll talk a little bit about the Cavs and Magic, and I mean a little bit. And we'll talk all things NHL postseason as well, including this like really unfortunate Thatcher Demko situation with the Vancouver Canucks. We know Demko is out for at least tonight's game against the Nashville Predators. All our bets for tonight coming up at the end of the program in the Power Hour, the final hour. But joining us right now to talk all things betting on the NHL postseason, it's been a little bit since we've had him on the show. It's always great to welcome to You Better You Bet our good friend, pro sports bettor, Rob Pizzola of The Circles Off Sports Betting Podcast, which we encourage everybody to check out, and Rob Sports Betting Network, which a lot of You Better You Bet guests contribute to, like Joey Kanish, Eric Yeager, among others. The Hammer. Everyone can follow The Hammer on Twitter at The Hammer HQ. They are friends of ours. They should be friends of yours as well, dear listener and dear viewer. Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. My friend, welcome back. It's your old pals, Nick and Ken. How's it going?
It's going well, guys. Coming off of the Leafs win last night, which was absolutely monumental. Toronto hockey, Toronto sports is just like complete panic after game one. Everyone wants to fire everyone, change the entire team. We need to do this in the offseason. It's like it's only one game. Leafs played really well last night, but I'm pretty excited this time of year. I love playoff hockey, I think, more than any other sport, just because like these games are amazing. It's just like a different energy in all of these games. So happy to be back with you guys talking puck.
Yeah, and Rob, you know, Nick, obviously a Knicks fan, was kind of detailing in the first hour, like, what it's like being a Knicks fan, where, you know, like, something good happens, and you're just constantly waiting for, like, the agonizing other shoe to drop, and, like, you know something bad is just around the corner, and we've seen this with the Maple Leafs so many, I mean, I don't have to tell you how many times we've seen it, like, how many times, even just against Boston in the postseason that we've seen it. They play the Bruins 4 times in the regular season, they lose all 4. Like, it's really, it's kind of just like, how could you feel good about this, and yet, in that one play, the clip that we played with Matthews taking the lead, it just feels like everything kind of turned a little bit. So the series, game 3 is lined, essentially picked the winner. The series is basically lined, picked the winner with some small deviations. Do you actually let yourself think as a bettor or a fan that Toronto can maybe do this?
I do. I mean, I'm opposite you guys going into the series, not really a homer bet. I mean, if I could go back in time, I wouldn't have placed the bet knowing that William Nylander could potentially miss the series for the Leafs because he's such an impactful player for them, especially in the playoffs. His ability to gain the blue line without having to dump it in is something that the Leafs are missing right now. But I think the Leafs on paper are better than the Boston Bruins. It's just a matter of whether or not they can get the goaltending that they did last night. where Ilya Samsonov made some huge saves down the stretch to keep them in the game, and he outplayed Ullmark on the other side. So if they can get that goaltending, I think the Leafs can honestly beat everyone. I'm not saying that as a homer. That's just their question mark going into the playoffs. But ultimately, I would expect a response from Boston in game three. I mean, they had the lead for the majority of that game last night. They're a team that does play well on the road, and they can really play a suffocating style of hockey in Toronto. So I don't disagree with the line right now. I do think that this series is pretty much a virtual coin flip at this point. I would tilt things to the Leafs' favor if they can get Nylander back in the short term, but that's not a guarantee that's going to happen in this series.
Give me 10 seconds on this, and then we'll move. I'll ask you about another series. What in all series? Like, you're a Leafs fan, and you have money on the Leafs here. What do you think about the Bruins rotating goalies here in the postseason? In like 10 seconds, and then I'll ask you about something else.
So fully expected them to go to Ullmark last night because I think that was their plan going into the playoffs. As a Leafs fan, I was happy to see Ullmark in that last night. I think the Bruins should have rode Swayman for at least one more game, but this is what's worked for them all year long. This is why they're in the position that they're in now, is because they have two number one goalies, and they didn't really have to go to a backup at any point this year, but I would have rode the hot hand in Swayman, who's had the Leafs number all year, basically.
Well, it's like they say in the National Football League. If you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. I don't know if it's the same thing with NHL goalies, but whatever. It looked like it last night. Another result from last night, Rob, in the Eastern Conference. The Islanders up 3-0 on the Carolina Hurricanes and end up losing the game 5-3. The Hurricanes like set NHL records. Game tying and go-ahead goal 9 seconds apart in the third period of a playoff game. Carolina storms back to win 5-3. Up now 2-0 in that series. I don't know if Ilya Sorokin will start when the series shifts back to Long Island. I think that's probably what they'll do. Patrick Roy will probably make a switch. I could be wrong about that, but that's my sense, is that Sorokin will play. Any reason to believe that the Islanders can come back against Carolina? Any betting thoughts with the Islanders and the Canes?
I think the only reason to believe is that it's the sport of hockey and that anything can happen, but I think that this series is very likely over. Even though the Islanders haven't played a home game yet, there's just such a massive discrepancy between these two teams. You look at last night's game, the shot attempts in last night's game were 110 to 28 for the Carolina Hurricanes. Like, these teams are not even close to being in the same league. The only way the Islanders are going to win this series is if they get A-plus goaltending. And it's not like Varlamov has played bad. He just hasn't been unreal. So they're probably going to go to Sorokin when they go home. He's going to have to turn into the Sorokin from last year, who, you know, was just basically lights out. But even then, that might not be enough, trailing 2-0. I mean, the season series between these two teams is extremely lopsided. They've played six times now this year. Shot attempts are 529 to 259 for the Hurricanes. Like, they're doubling the Islanders in shot attempts. New York Islanders can't win this series unless their goalie plays lights out. And it could happen. It's hockey. I just don't want anything to do with the Islanders.
Rob, in the West, we had two results last night. We had two series that hadn't started that were kind of like the late arrivals, basically, because of some of the results that we got late in the season. So Vegas-Dallas, which is like a banger of a series, and Vegas wins game one. In Dallas, Ottinger doesn't play particularly well. And then Edmonton, like, it just feels like a huge mismatch. It doesn't have to play out that way, but, like, they beat the Kings. With Thatcher Demko's injury, maybe we could ask you about that series in a second. Like, let's say he doesn't play. It does feel a lot, Nick and I were talking about this right before the show, like Vegas and Edmonton are just going to play in the Western Conference Finals. Like, that's where we're headed right now. Do you agree with that? Like, do you have as high a degree of confidence as we do that we're kind of on track now because of the Demko injury for Vegas against Oilers, excuse me. And then who would you have if they ended up playing?
I'm not putting Vegas there just yet because I actually thought Dallas played a good game last night. And it was just like the Jake Ottinger make a save challenge, which he couldn't do for the first period and a half of that game. And ultimately, you know, Ottinger didn't have the best year, but I do believe in his ability to turn it around. But I do like the winner of that series in all likelihood against the winner of Colorado and Winnipeg. Edmonton to me is just a machine. In years past, you know, teams would really try to grind them down. The Kings are not the same grinded down team that they were in years past. They do have some very good checking centermen, but I mean, the Oilers are just so talented. You add in the Demko injury now for Vancouver, and to me, Edmonton's very clearly the best team on that side of the bracket. So I do think the Edmonton Oilers will be in the Western Conference Finals. I think you can make a case for any of the other teams really on the other side, but Dallas-Vegas to me is not over just yet. I do still think the Stars are very live, even after losing game one.
Nick and Ken here on You Better You Bet, getting bets to the NHL postseason from our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola of the Circles Off Sports Betting Podcast and the Hammer Sports Betting Network. Rob is on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Rob, speaking of the Make a Save Challenge, that challenge failed by both Alexander Georgiev and Connor Hellebuyck in Game 1 of the Avalanche Jets series. And so let's work that series in. Game 2 coming up tonight with the Avs, a short road favorite. Winnipeg up 1-0 in the series. And then let's talk about Vancouver and Nashville as well. Game 2 tonight in Vancouver. Casey DeSmith going to start. Demko out. We don't know how long he's going to be out for. Vancouver, a small home favorite after storming back in the third period to 3-0 in the third period of Game 1. Vancouver winning that Game 1. So thoughts on the two games tonight? Jets, Avs, Canucks, Preds, both Game 2s. And then how do you see both of those series playing out, especially now with the Demko injury in Vancouver?
Yeah, so I like the Jets tonight. I think this game is mispriced, and a lot of it is to do with Game 1, where Colorado played a really good game. You said the Georgiev make-a-save challenge. Well, I mean, that's been the season. I mean, he's the worst goalie that's in the playoffs right now based off of the entire season. I'm much more inclined to believe that Connor Hellebuyck bounces back in net than Georgiev, and they don't have a backup option either. Provetsov is there. Like, they just do not have the ability to get a big save. So I get it. Colorado's probably a little bit better top to bottom. The injury to Drouin hurts them a little bit, but Winnipeg, in my opinion, shouldn't be a home dog here based off of Game 1. Oftentimes, we see people overreact to one specific game in a series. That was the game, to me, that Colorado had their A game. They needed to win that one. Winnipeg was a little bit slow out of the gate. I don't agree with that price. In the other game, you get Casey DeSmith in net for Vancouver, and naturally, the market moves towards the over. You get a bunch of Nashville series price being bet. Totally understand why that would happen. Something that tends to happen in hockey, and this is, you know, not a narrative or an angle I'm making up. It's you just look over data from years past. But typically speaking, when teams go to the backup goalie in the first game, there tends to be a really strong defensive effort around that goalie. There is a huge downgrade from Demko to DeSmith. Everyone in the Canucks dressing room knows that. Nashville already struggles to generate chances. They're pretty much a one-line team in terms of offensive scoring. I mean, they're pretty well-rounded, but they don't have a lot of playmakers. I actually like the under in Vancouver-Nashville after we've seen a little bit of a move to the over. You can get the under there at plus money in a lot of spots. You know, if the 5.5 is on the board, the 6s are pretty heavily juiced. But I think you get a very solid effort from Vancouver defensively tonight. Really try to collapse in front of the net, not make too many mistakes, stay out of the box. The first game was a real slog to watch until Vancouver opened it up in the third. I think that's what the series is going to be like. So I like the Jets. I like the under in Vancouver and Nashville.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, I think it's only natural right after a 13-goal game too, to be like, hey, maybe we're going to like tweak a couple things and not have that happen again. And the backup goalie almost just kind of throws a wrench into everything and kind of clouds maybe what might – like I have Vancouver in the under written for this game for Best for Tonight. It's like one of the only games I actually really like. Rob, we only have a couple minutes left, and this has kind of worked out well because I get to ask you about like the thing that I'm most confident in, which is a team we haven't talked about yet. Like who's going to win the Stanley Cup? You've given us like thoughts on almost all the teams. There are some teams in the East we haven't talked about yet. I really like Florida. I think they're the most likely team to win, maybe not because of path. Like they're going to have to play the Rangers, the Hurricanes at some point. They might have to play the Maple Leafs in the next round. It's almost like Denver. The path is tougher, but I just like them the most. Do you agree with me that Florida is either the most or one of the most likely teams to win? And if it's not them, who do you like more? Let's say in about a minute.
Yeah, so I really like Florida as a team. I also don't think this series is necessarily over yet. Tampa Bay has a proven goaltender. They didn't play the greatest game in game one, and Florida's definitely better than Tampa. But the Panthers have such a great forecheck. They have three lines that they can roll now that Verhaeghe's back as well. They got Ekblad back on defense. Bobrovsky's having a good year. So I can't deny that at all. If Florida was to meet Carolina in the conference finals, I'd probably slightly prefer Carolina in that matchup. I think they're pretty evenly matched teams, but I like Carolina's back end just a little bit more. I think they have a little bit more depth on the blue line, but that would make for a great series. If Florida played the Rangers, I honestly would like Florida quite a bit in that series because I just don't think the Rangers forwards can stack up. They will get Hedl back. That's going to be a big thing for them. But Florida and Carolina are big puck possession teams. The Rangers are not. So I think you'll see the Rangers play in their own end a lot in that series. Typically, you just don't want that in hockey. But I don't disagree, Ken. I mean, I've loved the Panthers all year. They had hit a little bit of a rut towards the end of the season. I marginally prefer Carolina, but that series to me would be pretty close to a toss-up.
Lightning round to close, like 15 seconds per. Any betting thoughts on Rangers Capitals? It could be game two tonight. Anything moving forward, 15 seconds.
I would only ever consider the Capitals, even though they got lambasted in game one. The Rangers, they're a little bit of an F around and find out team every now and then, where I don't trust them in these big favorite roles, but I'm not betting the Caps. That's the only way I would look, but I'm not putting my money down on them.
15 seconds. As of right now, what is the Stanley Cup final matchup and who wins? 15 seconds.
Edmonton Oilers, Carolina Hurricanes, and the Carolina Hurricanes win the Stanley Cup.
Wow, going to be a monster rating for that series. 15 seconds. Who wins Conn Smythe under that scenario?
I feel like it might end up going to Freddie Anderson just because they'll have to get through the Rangers and likely the Panthers. Which he's going to have some big series to get them there. And Carolina spreads their scoring a lot through the lineup as well. So I'll say Freddie Anderson wins Conn Smythe.
Final question, 5 seconds. Dallas Cowboys over under 10.5 wins this season.
Over 10.5 wins, under 0.5 playoff wins.
Business as usual.
Under 1.5 wins for Mike, under 1.5 seasons for Mike McCarthy to be the coach of the Cowboys. Rob is on Twitter at Rob Bazzola. Check out his sports betting podcast, Circles Off, and check out all the content he does over at The Hammer with our friends like Joey Kanish, Eric Giger, and others at The Hammer HQ. My friend, best of luck with the bets, and we will talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
All right, thanks, guys.
A great job by Rob Bazzola hitting like everything in the NHL playoffs. Coming up next, we'll talk NFL draft with former NFL head coach, the great Herman Edwards.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.